Hi, and welcome back to Stream of Conscious, everybody. I am Joey Springstep Stout, and this is Joel Zebra Stripes Cox. Joel, what are we talking about today?
Yikes, stripes, fruit stripe gum.
Are we going to get sued for saying that now?
I don't think so.
We better not get sued.
What are they going to take on us, though, really? They're going to own this microphone.
Good luck.
And that shitty table.
Hey, I like that table.
Is my volume okay? I sound a little low to me. Like, me, personally.
Well, according to the mixer, you're fine.
If I'm good, I'm good. Moving on. Let's reset our clock, and let's have a podcast.
Okay.
Joel, what are we talking about?
I think we need to talk about something very important and near to our hearts.
Breast cancer.
Well, that too. I'm actually stalling because I couldn't think of anything.
You have no idea. We have no idea what we're talking about. We can come up with something on the fly.
Yeah. Right?
We're good at that.
So,
you know what? I actually do have something I want to talk about. Okay, so I have decided this is something that I'm actually going to take on as a bit of an endeavor here. And by the time this show runs, I have already completed this. Are you familiar with the keto diet?
Yes.
This keto thing? Okay, so I did a little bit of research, and this is something I've been talking about. It's something I've wanted to do for a little while now. And I actually, I got the keto product. I ordered some. Yeah, it's like these drinks that you drink and so basically what
but
keto is.
So I nodded.
you looked confused whenever I said it. So keto is not just a diet. Apparently,
I'm all aware of the keto diet.
Okay, so you have a general understanding. It's similar to like the Atkins thing.
Can I give my two cents?
Please, absolutely, chime in.
So there's a danger to the keto diet.
Okay.
Not sure if you're aware of this or not.
No, I did not.
If you go full keto, eventually you run the risk of becoming diabetic.
Okay, so that's if you completely eliminate all of
yes.
the carbs and the sugars entirely. Okay, so that's something I'm aware of and I was looking into.
That's the only thing I can say about the keto diet.
Right, and that's one of those things. That's like how they tell you can get drunk on drinking enough water. Like, have you ever heard this before? Yeah, this is a true thing. You can actually get drunk on drinking. You have to super saturate or super hydrate yourself to become drunk on water. So this is kind of a similar thing. The odds of you being able to completely eliminate all of the sugars is slim.
In 2006.
Okay.
The Nintendo Wii came out.
All right.
And they held a contest. Who can hold your Wii the longest? Guess what the winner won?
A wet pair of pants.
Death.
Are you serious?
She held her bladder so long.
Can you can hold your bladder long enough to kill yourself? I would pee my pants before I would die. Like, you can't, you just literally can't. I've tried to hold my pee before and not made it. But no,
a California woman who took part in the water drinking contest to win a Windows video game system has died of water intoxication. Tests have shown Jennifer Strange has taken part in the Hold Your Wii.
Her last name is Strange?
Hold Your Wii.
Like,
is it
Doctor Strange?
Uh-huh. Run by KDND 107.9 in Sacramento, which promised the winner a Nintendo Wii.
That was the most boring thing I've ever heard.
January 14th, 2004.
I'm very sorry for her, and I'm sorry that she drank herself to death off of water. That's the horrible, horrible way to go. And I'm sure once you die, then everything loosens up, and then she just peed her pants. And I feel very terrible. This poor woman killed herself with water. She drowned herself internally. But the keto thing. I'm actually going to start this keto diet, and I'm taking it very seriously. I'm not just doing the keto diet. I'm doing the keto drink. Okay, so I am going to still. I'm not dieting per se, but I'm going to try
it's
to adjust my diet.
Life.
Okay, well, anything you eat is technically
change.
A diet.
It's a lifestyle change.
I'm not changing my lifestyle drastically on this one. I'm going to try to give up breads and pastas and things like that. And you know me, like, that's my, I love that. Literally, bread is literally my bread and butter. That's how I do. That's
you hear that, folks? That's me patting my belly because I am getting fat.
And age is made a difference for us as well. Like, we're not as skinny as we were back when. And I'm 39 years old. I've got a little more heft to me than I have in the past.
Okay.
So here's the thing: is I looked into a lot of this. No, go ahead.
5'8".
Okay.
41 years old. 239 pounds.
Are you 239?
You go.
I am. Well, I'm 6 foot. just maybe a hair over. I am 39 years old, and I am actually I last time I checked I was 210, but I think I was maybe just a skosh above that now. So I'm between like 210 215 is my best guess. I'm gonna do an official tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is going to be I'm gonna weigh myself in. I'm gonna take and as much as I hate to do it,
you know what we're doing?
What are we doing?
I'll weigh in tomorrow.
Okay. Are you doing this too? I'm doing keto though.
I'm going back to kettlebells.
Okay. All right. Well, so you do your kettlebells. I'm going to do keto, and I'm doing 10 days. So I've already made a promise on this one.
No. Not 10 days.
Well, I have to do 10 days. This is part of this keto challenge.
No. We got to do 30.
Okay, fine. So 30, but I have to do a 10-day check-in because I'm already here. Here's the way.
Okay. Here's what we would do.
Right. Good.
We will. Because this will be airing 3 weeks from when we actually record it.
Okay, so by then it'll be 3 months.
So here's what we're
30 days.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to record, you and I'll call you. We'll do like we did the intros for the other episode.
Okay, yeah. We'll do an online.
We'll do a check-in, and I'll release that episode right after this episode. So that'll be a week later.
We have to stick to this.
No, we're doing this.
All right, pinky promise?
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
But I listen home, we just did a pinky swear.
We legitimately pinky swear like we're two teenage girls. We actually did hook pinkies and pinky swear that we're into this.
So I'm going to talk to Jonesy today.
Okay.
I'm going to get a new kettlebell regimen, and I'm going to do this for 10 days.
Are you going to change your diet?
No. The diet's going to stay the same, but I'm going to do kettlebells.
I love this because this gives us some comparison to work on. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the keto diet. I'm not really going to change my diet too much. I'm going to do the keto drinks.
Well, but the other thing, are you going to do more or less exercise?
I'm probably about the same. Okay. I'm not going to change my exercise routine. I'm not going to change my diet a little bit.
The only thing I'm going to change, I'm going to increase my exercise for these 10 days.
Okay.
But I'm going to try and do this for the rest of the year.
Okay, so I'm going to take in the same amount of calories. For the most part, I'm going to try to cut out bread and pastas. I'm just not going to eat any more macaroni and cheese.
I'm living my life to where I know I'm, but I'm adding back in the kettlebells.
See, and I want to do like maybe not a daily check-in, but I'm going to do like a couple every couple days. I'll do something. I'm going to try to do a little recording. I'm going to – so here's what I'm going to do, and you do what's right by you. But I'm going to – tomorrow morning, I'm going to weigh myself. I'm going to do a measurement from around my stomach, belly button all the way around, belly button to belly button. I'm gonna swing it all the way around. I'm gonna do a measurement
there.
Okay,
so I got a game tape measure tonight. Gotcha.
So I'll do my measurement. I'll do and then I'm gonna do like a daily, maybe not like a journal, but I'm gonna do like a daily check in. Because one of the things with keto that I was reading about was that how it changes. It's not just a weight loss thing. It's more for like energy and because I've like even before we started recording, I was like, oh Joel, I'm sleepy, and I was feeling just worn out. When I first got here today, so I'm gonna do a little bit of like how I feel. I'm gonna do how I'm feeling emotionally, physically, mentally. Do some legit measurements as far as weight and I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna do a shirtless picture. Nothing to be turned on by, ladies. It's not looking great right now. But in 10 days, I'm gonna check back in again and I'm gonna do another one. And all I'm doing is just taking these drinks. I started looking online and there's so like everything I found on it is either. It either is like, it just looks like bullshit. I don't trust it. It's not that I don't trust it. It's that all of this stuff that you're seeing is, it could be fabricated. Like, it's easy to take a picture where you shove your belly out and then you take a picture and then you suck your stomach in and you go, there's my after picture. Like, I look totally different belly pushed out than I do stomach sucked in. Like, it's two different people almost. Two very different physical beings whenever you make that adjustment. And I think a lot of times there's some degree of you can't really trust what people are putting out there as far as any kind of weight loss, anything. There's always those before and after pictures. And how many times have you seen one where like the dude has a tattoo and then his after picture he doesn't? Like, that's there's some degree of bullshit with it. So I'm doing my own testament on this one. I'm doing the keto thing, and we don't work for keto. I don't make any money. I don't have any stock or interest in this. We are legitimately just two guys that are just going to do this just to find out what does well for us. We're going to put ourselves on this. You're doing an exercise program. I'm doing, I guess, technically a diet program, but basically it's just drinks. But I bought these drinks. They weren't really outrageously expensive. I don't remember the exact price I paid, but they were reasonable for what supposedly they're going to do for me. I have a 10-day ten days worth of supplements stock for 10 days. So that's why I have to do 10 days. And the company that I bought them from, which I'm not going to promote them until we see whether this does well or not, because I don't want my name associated unless I actually do support it. But I've talked to a lot of people who have done it, and some people who've said like it's done well for them. But to expect results in 10 days sounds a little suspicious to me. I'm still kind of, I'm not ready to jump in and commit myself to it just yet. I don't think it's like going to be this miracle thing.
You know the best
but
way
we're going to find out.
You know the best way to lose weight?
What's that?
Stomach bug.
Stomach bug? Get sick and start throwing up. Diarrhea is the best way to lose weight. to get the poops. I'm hoping not to have that, but I am going to start doing this drink. I am I'm going to cut back. I don't know if I'll completely eliminate all of the carbs and the starches and the sugars, but I'm going to try. As I sit here and drink my gigantic glass of ginger ale, starting tomorrow, I'm not going to have gigantic glasses of pop or soda or whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to make some major adjustments, and I'm going to try this keto thing, and we're going to see how it goes. And I'm pretty excited for it. Like, I actually really I hope it works, but I'm suspicious. And
I kind of want to find the 2019 version of Stacker and give it a try.
Of what?
Stacker.
What the hell's Stacker?
You don't remember Stacker from back in the day?
No, what's... And Joel goes to Google. No, I'm here's the thing, is everything I've seen keto, and I actually did a lot of reading up, I've learned a lot about it, how it works, what it is, how it changes the body, and all the knowledge that I've gathered has not really
affected too much. They're on Stacker 3 now.
Okay. All right, Stacker 3, that is what it is. Okay, this is like a metabolite thing, uh-huh. Though. Keto's different, though, because keto's not like a
I know it's different. I'm saying, back in the day, there was Stacker. Right. Then Stacker 2 came out. But now we got Stacker 3.
Your body naturally creates...
It's got to be better than the other two, John.
That ability to burn the fat.
Got to be better than 1 and 2, because 1 plus 2 is 3.
Right, no, therefore, so Stacker 3 is better. It's better than both of them combined, or at least equal, mathematically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so I'm just... I don't know. It seems like a good thing to do, and it seems like... I've heard people talk about it, and it's... Even though it's sort of... It's a fad that... Who knows how long it'll last. It seems to be the closest thing to a like, without doing whatever the hell Stacker is, or without doing metabolite, or without doing any of those ones. This seems to be like something that's natural. It's part of how your body operates, and I've really read into it a lot.
Well, according to this, chitosan is a linear bipoly composed of randomly distributed beta linked glycosidase.
This is what I have. The same problem with the keto thing.
It is made by treating the cheating shells of shrimp and other crustaceans with an alkaline substance like sodium hydroxide. This sounds like a great idea. Come on, Joe.
Okay. But this is all done by...
Sarcasm, by the way.
Right. And it's the same thing I found with like a lot of the keto stuff. Like, even though I hear people talking about it and how well it works, I'm hearing a lot of what I was reading, everything I look at is all... it seems like it's produced by the people who are selling the product. I am not somebody who's selling a product. I'm not selling Stacker. I'm not selling keto. I'm not selling anything. I'm barely trying to sell a podcast.
Some people apply chitosan directly to their gums to treat inflammation that can lead to tooth loss or chew. my God.
Yeah, that's no good. We don't want that.
I don't think I'm trying Stacker 3 now.
Yeah, don't do Stacker 3.
I'll wait for Stacker 4.
Right. Do you... Remember to brush and floss daily. Don't do Stacker 3 and try keto instead. Cut out the carbs, cut out the sugars. And I've always thought those were really horrible things to have in your body anyways. But basically, the keto drink is, it helps your body process a lot of that stuff that you already do have inside of you better. What are you giggling about over there?
I didn't read the first part. I just skimmed it. But I saw pure spirits like whiskey, brandy, cognac, vodka, gin, and tequila contain zero carbs, and they are still fine on the keto.
You know what? That's one of the things that sold me on it. Okay, make fun all you want, but that's one of the things that I've looked at, because like, the first thing was like, can I do it with rum? And you can, because you can have bacon, you can have eggs, you can have...
Yeah, it's just no sugar.
It's basically all it is. And you actually, with the best I understand it, with the drinks, and a friend of mine has got involved with some of this stuff. What's that?
You know who we need in this episode.
Jonesy. Mm-hmm. This would be a great time to have Jonesy on, because he's a nutrition guru. So we'll have to have him call in with us at the on the conference call. We'll do a recording for that. But yeah, so that's I'm excited for it. I'm really excited because right now at 6 foot and 200 and some odd pounds, 215, I'm a little bigger than I like to be. I'm not bad. I'm not obese. I'm not. You don't look at me and go, "There's a fat guy." Like I'm thicker than I have been in the past, and it's not bad. It's not, but it's not where I want to be.
So I'm gonna go a step further.
Okay.
Back in the day. 34-30, pant size.
Okay.
Then with the 36-30.
I think I'm at a 36 right now.
So currently, comfortably, I'm at a 38-30.
Okay.
I have a 38-32, actually. It's a pair I wear to work every day because it's long enough to cover my socks. But it also...
So you're in a bigger pant size.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this. Are we gonna check our waist measurement? We'll do waist measurement.
Waist measurement.
Belly button measurement. You don't have to do what I'm just what I'm doing. I'm doing waist measurement, belly button measurement. I'm gonna take a picture.
You can fit with a corset.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how well this works.
Because I'm not doing bra size. Cause you're not for fat ass.
Well, I think I'm a solid B cup right now. You know, it's not so much my boobs that bother me, Joel. It's the boobs that I'm developing underneath of my boobs that are starting to bug me.
So here's my thing. I've got so many 36-30 pants. And so few 38-30 pants that are... Cause,
until 30 days from now, after a whole bunch of cowbell, and you fit better pants. Kettlebell. I said cowbell.
So my whole thing is, I've got a shitload of 36 pants. I've got a handful of 38 pants, but of course, half of them are messed up because either I've done hobby work or I've done lawn care in them. So I've got really two good pairs of pants I can wear that aren't work, that are actually work appropriate.
Nice.
If I go back to 36,
so that's not enough, but
yeah,
at least you have pants you can wear to work. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I'm starting to push the limit, and that's I went out the other day. I told you I went out with some friends, and I was just trying to just find I wanted to look nice, but I didn't want cargo pants. I wanted something that was more of a dress pant.
What?
On. I was going out drinking with some friends. I was trying to look a little more classy, is what it was.
Cargo pants not classy.
I have these pair of pants that I love. They're a nice dress pair of pants, but they're a little big on me, and so I was like, you know what? I'm going to put those on. I'm going to put a belt on, and I look good with a certain shirt that I have. So I put them on, and Joel, they're not big on me. They're no longer big on me. They were actually pretty snug, and I was like, so I put them on, and I'm like muffin top over top of these pants, and I went, this sucks. Like I had to pick a different pair of pants that were even bigger to put on, just so that I wasn't flowing out with like my belly rolls over top of these pants.
So one thing, the joke I always make at work, because my coworker always has his weight goes up and down, and he's buying new clothes. When I worked in IT, my boss always said, always plan for future expansion. Taking that to heart with clothing.
He meant in the business sense, not in the...
But I take it as a clothing sense.
Right, right.
So yes. I always buy extra large shirts. So even if I lose some weight...
He meant, I really hope we sell more this third quarter. Joel was out there buying sweatpants.
So...
Joel's wearing maternity clothes right now. Excuse me, do they have these maternity pants in a cargo short?
Do you think they make maternity shirt? I wonder.
Google. We need to know this now. Do they make maternity cargo shorts? Maternity cargo shorts. That's what you need to check out. And then hit the little shopping button at the top. Oh, wait. No, those are not cargos. So we got pictures. She's kind of hot for a pregnant chick. No, those are cargo pants. Those are not maternity. Oh, we're going to be bajillionaires. No.
Wonder Wanks, Woman's Wonder Work, Maternity Pants. Let's check this out.
We're buying women's pants now.
It looks and like they
look cargos. Those are cargo maternity pants. Oh, we got to. Yes. What's the company that makes these? We got to give them a little shout out.
Wonder Wink.
Wonder Wink. Okay, Wonder Wink cargo pants. You know, there's two types of women in this world, okay? There's those who are okay with cargo pants, and there's those who are not. And you give me a woman who doesn't appreciate cargo pants, and that is not a woman for me, Joel. Because that's... If a woman... For me, cargo pants is like for guys... What a big purse is for ladies.
Exactly.
All right, if you want to be one of those little dainty chicks that carry around a little clutch, or you have a purse just big enough to put your dog inside, then you're not my type. Okay?
So funny story.
I don't need that Paris Hilton.
Funny story. My friend Stan, his daughter got married on the 9th of March, and I was there to record And string the wedding. So the family outside of it, because her fiance is from Sweden.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before. Okay.
So I recorded it, and I had to go, and Terry didn't want me to wear cargo pants. I'm like, fine, I'll wear my dress slacks. We got to the wedding.
But you're working. You need the cargo pants.
No, I wore the pants, because that's what he asked me to do.
All right.
I brought change of clothes, too.
Wait, who asked you not to wear the cargo pants? Your wife asked you to not wear cargo pants to somebody else's wedding.
Uh-huh.
And you told her...
I said, okay.
You're such a good husband. You're such a good man, Joel.
But here's the thing. We got to the wedding. She asked me to carry some stuff for her. I said, oh, I would, but I don't have my cargo pants. Those extra pockets you bitch about? I don't have them right now, so I can't carry your stuff for you.
This is the cargo pants... And first of all, I think they look good, too, okay? Like, I don't understand the whole...
Well, here's the thing.
I look good in a pair of cargo pants, and I don't think that any woman has a right to... Yeah, there are certain things I wouldn't go to... If I were in a wedding, I would not wear cargo pants. If I... obviously, I didn't want to wear cargo pants going out to a bar, hanging out with some friends who I hadn't seen for a while. So there are times and places where you don't need cargo pants, but in general, you can. That's not a bad look. And anybody who makes fun of cargo pants, boo them. Shame on you for making fun of cargo pants.
That's what I say.
I love my cargo pants. We're both wearing cargo shorts. I don't think I ever don't wear. I'm pretty sure like 90% of the clothes I have pockets on the legs.
Where is it? I'm trying to find the exact quote.
Oh, do we need an exact quote? We can't paraphrase this
one. So basically, in the movie Superbad, Jonah Hill basically says, no one's going to blow a job in cargo shorts since Nom.
Jonah Hill is part of the problem, in my opinion.
Exactly.
That is not okay. We should start like some sort of support group where we bring back the cargo pants or...
Cargo pants are officially sponsored.
Yeah, right. Stream of Conscious podcast, official sponsors of cargo pants. Or vice versa.
Well, now we went on Facebook and look for cargo pants.
This took a crazy turn. I love it. No, now we're getting into fashion. How about that? Let's take that turn. So let's say like after I do the keto thing and you start doing your kettlebell.
Cargo pants appreciation, 8 members.
Only 8 members? We need to put a link to that in our show. There's no way.
I put sexy back in cargo shorts, searching pockets somewhere.
I want to hear everybody's opinions on this one. We need to start. This needs to be a serious debate. We need to get like everybody. I want to hear some real thoughts on this one.
Mother's Day commercial, diamonds on sale for $3,000.
Remember when it was unpopular? Like
Father's Day commercials, men's Target cargo shorts on sale for $11. I'm joining this group.
I interrupted that, but basically it was saying Mother's Day, you have to spend a shit ton of money, but you have to buy Dad. First, don't buy an $11 pair of cargo pants for Dad, okay? Spring for the $22 pair, okay? He deserves it.
It depends on if Dad is frugal or not.
Even if Dad's frugal, get him a good pair of cargo pants. If you spend $11, that's not the right pair. But I honestly want to know what people's opinions are.
Fellas, it's time to call cargo shorts what they are. Purse pants. I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with that. They're saying it like it's an insult, but that actually makes me. I'm fine. It's a merce. It's a male purse. That's what my cargo shorts are. They're male purses in on my legs, and I don't feel feminine wearing them. Whenever she's like, hold my phone, it's too big. I've got a pocket for that. You know what? You can have your own special pocket. Just like, you know, whenever you start dating a girl and she wants her own drawer in your place, and she wants to have her toothbrush in the bathroom, and she wants to have a little place where she can put all, like, all her little shit. I have that. I have a special drawer for you right here on my leg. You can have your own special pocket. And then whenever I'm carrying around your shit, like, because that's just them marking their territory. That's like whenever a dog pees on a tree, like, if that's my tree, this is what it is. This is women want a drawer in your place so they know that they have some possession of you. Listen, baby, you don't have to have a drawer at my place. You can have a pocket on my body, which is closer to my heart. That's the kind of love I have for you. I'm willing to give a woman my leg. You can have my left leg, honey. That's how good of a man I am. Cargo shorts are romantic when you think of them that way.
Uh-huh.
That was a huge stretch. And you appreciate nobody's on pants. Oh, Joel. Moving on. Stop looking at cargo pants stuff. All right, do that on your own time. We got a show to run here.
This is important to the Stream of Conscious podcast.
All right, so I'm going to do keto. Are you going to change your diet with the kettlebell?
No, not
you're,
at all.
You're still going to do the same diet. Exercise. Walk me through your diet. Like, what's a normal day for you? Because I know you've changed back and forth. Like, and I know you, so don't bullshit me. Like, when my brother told me he doesn't eat fast food, and then he recited the Wendy's menu to me.
Yeah, I don't really go out that much, but you know, like, I like Wendy's. They got 99-cent chili, and it's really good if you get the French fries and dip them in it, and then the cheeseburger, and then the other, and then the chicken sandwich. And I'm like, dude, you know their menu better than Wendy's knows their fucking menu.
Like, don't you go to fast food? You obviously do. So, like, I know you're not when it comes to when you have to weigh that option between taste versus. There's health quality. You're not. There's no way we're tricking Joel and eating tofu. So don't bullshit us. What do you normally eat in a day? Like, what's like a general day for you?
So here's the problem. Every morning, unless
I said, "What are you eating?" You go, "Here's the issue." Okay, hold on. Let me preface this with.
So on a normal day, when I'm going to work Monday through Friday.
Okay.
First thing I do, get up. And I check Facebook. I get up, go in the kitchen, flip the switch for the breaker for the power strip to start the Foreman grill and the toaster.
You have to flip a switch for your breaker to start your Foreman.
It's a power strip.
I'm sorry. You know what? My head was on that, but then you said you start up your Foreman grill. Okay. I apologize. Go ahead. Finish your story there. Because
so, every morning for breakfast, I make a breakfast sandwich of an English muffin. And a piece of sausage.
It's English muffin. Is there egg?
No.
I know you don't eat cheese.
I used to put egg on them, but I noticed that I think different eggs give me different issues.
Okay.
So I wasn't for a while.
Do we need to get into that one? I don't want to talk about your gastric issues.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave gastric issues aside. All right. But I was putting egg on them. That takes a little bit extra 2 minutes. But the past 3 months I've been pretty lazy, and I've just been doing the sausage in the toaster. Muffin, because throw them in, walk
you
away.
You do the muffin in the toaster, not the sausage.
No,
okay.
The sausage goes in the Foreman grill.
Okay.
I got a new Foreman grill because the old one died.
Did they make a Foreman grill with a dial on it to adjust the temperature?
Not that I know of.
They should.
Yes.
That's okay. If George Foreman listens to our podcast, if on the slim chance,
this actually already exists.
If George Foreman or any of his 8 kids also named George Foreman listen to our podcast,
didn't he have a TV show?
Maybe. I don't know. That's the Foreman grill, I think, would sell so much better if there were a temperature dial on it. I love the Foreman grill. I hate the Foreman grill because of the lack of temperature control. That's a big issue for me.
Well, there's only one temperature on.
Yeah. That is the temperature on. It's got two temperatures, on and off. If you want something medium, you gotta sit there and unplug it, plug it back in, unplug it, plug it back in, unplug it, plug it back in.
No, it's more of a timing thing. Like, for example, my breakfast, my sausage patty takes 5 minutes to cook.
Right.
So.
And the Foreman grill's been around forever, and it's still holding strong. I remember in college, you had a Foreman grill. We used to make burgers on it all the time. Okay, so you start off. I'm sorry, we got off track there. Forget about the Foreman grill. We're not advertising them. Fuck George Foreman and his shitty grill that doesn't have a thermostat.
He might still be a kicker ass, Joe.
If he can, okay. If he's willing to come by and beat the shit out of me, then at least I'll get the opportunity to tell him how much his grill sucks. But that's fine. And you know what? I'm not worried about it because if anything,
I'm worried about it.
George Foreman. No, I respect George Foreman. I think he needs to fix his shitty grill.
70.
Oh, 70? I'm not saying I can outfight him.
My dad's 86.
I can outrun him. Your dad scares the shit out of me. Your dad would beat the hell out of me. I would not fight your dad either. I'm not going to fight George Foreman. I think actually in a fight, your dad versus George Foreman, my money's like evenly split there. But I'm not worried about George Foreman as a threat. All I'm saying is, what the shit was that? Did you just beding? Unprofessional, Joel. Are you not on silent? I'm turning my phone on silent literally right now. Okay, so
back
so you start off the morning. You have you, this is not a breakfast sandwich. Okay, you put a piece of sausage.
How's it not
on
a breakfast?
You put a piece of sausage on a muffin.
Is a sandwich not 2 pieces of bread and a piece of meat?
No, it's more than that. Okay, 2 pieces of bread and a meat is not a sandwich. I don't know what you want to call that, but it's not a sandwich. Okay, it's not a breakfast sandwich. You put sausage on a McMuffin. Anyways, go ahead. On your English muffin.
I put the sausage. I eat it for breakfast. So then for lunch, I was taking stuff to lunch, but lately I'm like, what the fuck am I taking? So I've been eating out a lot for lunch, or I'll bring pasta, or I'll bring chicken. I've got this little cookbook idea of stuff I make.
Okay.
So it's either roast, chicken, tacos.
So you have a decent variety. Yeah. Now, okay, what about portion sizes? How big is your lunch? If you had to compare, like is it two hands? Is it a plate? Is it?
I'd say usually a plate, maybe two hands.
Okay, like, so you're still eating a decent volume.
Yeah, so I'll usually eat like two sandwiches or whatnot. So dinner is a little bit easier because I've got an actual kitchen to use. So, like, I've been making steak, I've been making pork chops, I've been making stuff on the grill.
So meat-centric, typically.
Yes. Okay. It's always meat-centric.
And I know you're not a big vegetable kind of guy.
Usually it's some form of grilled or cooked meat and some form of French fry.
Okay, so you're mixing, and that's one of the things that I've always kind of, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but mixing fats and carbs is actually one of the bad things to do for you. You're like, you're supposed to separate them. You either eat your meat, protein, fat type thing, eat your meat. You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat. I think I quoted that close enough. What is that? What song is that from? Do you know that?
No clue.
Oh, geez.
I thought it was Austin Powers.
Maybe he recorded, but it's actually from a song. I think it's like Pink Floyd or something. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't matter.
The point of the matter is when I am doing a quote diet, like when I first found out my thyroid issue, which is technically about a year ago now that okay. I found out. So
no, you had thyroid issues.
Still do.
Okay,
so I take
that's ongoing. You're just gonna live your rest of your life.
I gotta take. Basically take
that. That's weird you say that because my friend who set me up with this keto thing, actually, that's how she got into it, was she has a thyroid issue.
Under or over? Probably under.
No, maybe.
Does she have a problem with weight?
She put on some weight.
Under.
And she had
some... Underactive thyroid.
It actually, I believe, the way that she explained it to me, I recall that she it affected her mentally as well.
Oh, see, because underactive thyroid, you don't process food properly, okay. And you gain weight. Overactive thyroid, you can't keep weight on.
That's okay. She definitely had the put weight on one, and she was always very tiny. But I mean,
a lot of people have underactive thyroids, but they don't say anything.
I think it's one of those things. If you don't know, you don't know. Like it has to be an issue.
Because I'm pretty open about what's going on with me, and I said a couple of my friends.
Yeah, we're not modest people, you and I.
Yeah, but like I was talking to a lot of people, and they were like, "Oh yeah, I have that too." And I'm like, "Wow, it's a lot of people." But when then I was trying. I was 250 then, and actually was 255 when I got weighed for the first time I saw that doctor.
Okay.
The thyroid medicine, and he said you need to lose weight. You're pre-diabetic. Da 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 da. So I'm like, okay. So I went nuts. The only thing I would eat was a low carb multigrain English muffin. I've now switched back to the regular muffin because not really worth it. A piece of egg, like one egg, scrambled.
Okay.
I mean, we bought one of those little circle thingies to make it so it fits on the bun.
I like those. Those little where they cook your egg to be the right size. I have like three of them. They either work or they don't.
I gotta buy new ones. So for breakfast, it was sausage, egg, English muffin. And then every meal was chicken fajitas.
Okay.
Because I read the 4-Hour Body, and they talked about one of the things, like, actually, if you don't do the rice, and you just beans and your burritos and whatnot, there's actually a quote, like, Chipotle/Qdoba/Moe's diet of just eating burritos.
Okay.
Because the shell doesn't have any carbs, because it's one of those, whatever, I forget what kind of tortilla it is. The, And just basically eating protein, beans, and that's it. And very low carbs for the wrap.
Okay.
So I did that for like a month. And I dropped...
But that was last year.
Yeah. I did it for about a month and I dropped 14 pounds.
Okay.
That and the thyroid medicine. So I try to do that more often. But I'm probably going to buy some chicken tonight and make fajitas for this week. Because that's now...
So as it stands now, mm-hmm. where you said you're how tall?
5'8".
5'8". And
239.
239. Mm-hmm. Your normal diet. You wake up in the morning. You typically have
sausage and biscuit. And then it's basically a crap shot for lunch and dinner.
Lunch is
but dinner's like usually
dinner's protein.
Yeah, dinner's usually a steak or chicken or hamburger.
Do you snack throughout the day?
Yes, I do. So here's the problem. I find when I'm at work, I'm always hungry. The Thursdays I work from home, I'll get up, I'll start doing stuff, and then it'll be 11 o'clock. I'm like, I didn't eat breakfast, and I don't really feel like eating lunch. So, like, I'll eat lunch around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
That's one of my big things is I eat, and they say it's better to eat all day long. Mm-hmm. But, like, so my normal diet, I wake up.
The thing is, when I'm working from home, I'm not hungry. When I'm at work,
I'm not hungry. And people say that, I'm hungry.
And people say that when you're bored is when you're hungry.
See, I get bored at home, though.
So the other
I can't watch a whole show without getting up to make something or eat something.
So the other thing they said, I saw this infographic about 6 months ago. I can't find it. But some of them they're saying that if you drink a glass of water before you go to bed, that keeps from becoming dehydrated overnight.
Yeah.
If you drink a glass of water when you wake up, that kickstarts your metabolism.
Right. Do you drink a lot of water? Do you do that?
That's all I drink at work is water. Like, okay. The only time I get...
I see. I've been bad. I'm a coffee. Well, and I put a lot of sugar in my coffee.
Well, it's funny because I have all these friends like, oh, I cut out soda in my diet. I dropped 10 pounds. I'm like, I don't drink a lot of soda. Well, I stopped drinking alcohol. I'm like, I don't drink a lot of alcohol.
Well, it's not so much the alcohol. It's the
it's type of alcohol. It's the calories that go with the alcohol.
Beer is bad for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, vodka is not.
But this thing, I drink all this beer and I stopped drinking beer. I lost all this weight. I'm like, all these vices I don't even fucking have. I'm like, I'm fucked. Right. I actually have to go do some exercise.
My biggest vice is mac and cheese. I'm a big spaghetti fan. We do a lot of pizza, a lot of spaghetti, a lot of mac and cheese.
Yeah, see, I don't do
all the carbs.
I don't eat a lot of spaghetti.
My dinner is mostly carbohydrates.
But my thing is, I eat a lot of potatoes, and I like rice. So, like, I'm always making... Now, the thing is, I've been making french fries in my deep fryer, just straight potato.
Right.
And I fry them.
See, and again, that's mixing the carbs with the fats because you're making them. You don't have like you do have the air fryer, but you say you like to use your actual deep fryer.
The air fryer is good for pre-made French fries,
and that's fats and that's potatoes or carbs. They're straight carbs.
But if you want actual just straight potatoes, you need oil to make them actually good.
Right.
But the thing is though, like.
See, I don't eat a lot of french fries. I don't eat a lot of chips. I do eat french fries, but I don't eat a lot of them. And I don't eat chips, like, hardly
ever. I tend to eat a lot of sugar at work.
That's sugar's my weakness.
But here's the other thing. Since, I believe, Christmas was the last day I had 5-hour energy, I haven't had an energy drink since Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So I did get these ginseng tablets. They're like an energy thing.
Okay.
But it's like ginseng, B12 and stuff, but it's not like an energy drink. So it's like 3 pills I take every morning.
Right,
to give me energy, so I've been doing that.
So, and you take all right. So you take ginseng, you take B12.
Well, it's a mixture, whatever.
It's the complex. Yeah. Okay.
And then I also take this thing called Alpha Brain from
what is it called?
Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain. Okay.
Now Joe Rogan has a thing called On It, and okay. It's one of those neurotropics,
right?
Specifically, get more focus.
Okay. Yeah.
So I do that, and I take the ginseng energy.
Wait, this is you more focused.
I didn't take it today.
Okay.
But when I go to work, I take the 2 Alpha Brain, I take the 3 things for ginseng, and then...
Let me walk you through my typical diet. So in the morning, I wake up, and I am a big, big, big eater. Like, I used to be a lot more active. Like, I used to work a very physical job. I was burning calories like crazy. The problem is that I still have that ambition, that desire to eat like that, but I don't burn the calories. I'm not building muscle. I'm not working. I'm not sweating. I'm not doing all that. So for me, like, I get up in the morning, and for me to have, like, I start every morning, I either have, like, a gigantic bowl of oatmeal, which very seldom. I haven't really been big on the oatmeal lately.
I did oatmeal for a little bit.
Well, I do like the oatmeal, but I do like the sweet, the flavor packety type ones. There's, like, you know, like, they're not the good ones. I don't eat the good ones. I'm not eating, like, the Irish steel cut oatmeal. Yeah. I'm not eating, like, the straight grain oatmeal. I'm eating, like, Quaker oatmeal. You know, like and I do, you know, like, they come in those packets, and like one packet is breakfast. I do like 5 of those, 4 of those usually. And that's not even true. Or more so, I've been really big on eggs because of the protein. I'm always trying to build protein to build muscle and to build. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of the protein. But
apparently, you're supposed to have you're supposed to eat 1 gram per pound. Protein.
See, I'm way above that.
So am I.
I do a lot of protein. My typical, so breakfast for me typically is eggs, but it's a piece and a half of bacon because I cut my strips in half and then I cut the, so I do 3 of those. So 3 is 1.5 technical strips of bacon. So I do about 3 strips of bacon. I do typically about 4 eggs, sometimes 5 or 6 depending on how what I'm feeling in the morning. I do 2 pieces of toast, or I'll do oatmeal, but I also do it with like a buttered toast. That's my normal morning. Then throughout the day, I will have a snack, and usually my snack is a protein bar or like trail mix. I pre-portion out trail mix. Lunch is usually peanut butter and jelly sandwich or peanut butter and Nutella, something like that. I do a lot of peanut butter. Then I usually get home, and right whenever I get home, it's whatever's left over from the day before, which is usually dinner is a lot of times carbs. It's mac and cheese, it's spaghetti, it's pizza boats, it's you know, like whatever, something to that effect. There's always some sort of pasta noodle something in my refrigerator, so that's usually what I eat whenever I come home. Or we'll do like those burritos, but like not the good ones. Like I try to make some homemade stuff a lot of times, but I've been bad for it because it's just easier to those ones in the
oven. To be honest, I'd rather make food at home than go out anymore, because I feel like every time I go get something, they fuck it up. So I play this game online with some guys in Europe. I've probably mentioned this a couple times. So a lot of my gaming is on UK time or Europe or Irish time. So usually I get home from work, play for a couple hours, and then make some food. So every now and then I'll be playing these guys like, oh, just order a pizza. I'm like, that's a good idea. I'm going to order a pizza. So order a pizza from Bocelli's. Wasn't good. Did not like that pizza.
I like the smaller mom and pop pizza places better.
So then a week later I went to Pizza Hut. Didn't like the pizza. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, every place I go for food lately seems like they fail me.
Speaking of which, where are we going to eat today? Because I really want to live it up today. Because today's like starting tomorrow, I'm going to be a whole new person. I'm gonna stop all of this. I'm gonna eat better. I'm gonna cut back on.
I think we're gonna find out next episode.
All right. That's a plan. In the meantime, we talked a lot. I can't believe we just pumped through a whole episode, and all we talked about was keto. And okay, so look, one more time, I want to cover this because we're gonna on the tag end of this.
Actually, technically, this will be two episodes from now, because the next episode here, this will be the 10-day check-in.
Okay, so we're gonna do a check-in.
Yeah.
Regardless of how we organize our episodes, at the end of this, we're gonna do a check-in. So
the next episode will be the check-in.
Okay, so
stay
tuned, because we're about to give you a check-in. In the meantime, right now, Joel at you're only 5'8"?
Yeah,
I thought you were taller than that. You look taller than that. Joel at 5'8",
239 pounds.
39 pounds. We're gonna call it 240. We're gonna give you the extra pounds, so that way it sounds better whenever you lose it. So
I'm gonna take a picture of the scale.
Joel at I'm gonna do that too. That's part of my plan. So Joel at 240 and me at 215. It's called 215. We're gonna check in and stay tuned, because at the end of this episode,
picture the scale, side view.
Are you okay?
Waist.
I'm probably gonna do it with like a t-shirt on, but I'll do it with like a tight t-shirt on.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do it without a shirt on. I don't know. I haven't decided.
Well, you gotta decide, because I can do the same thing.
Okay. Well, either way, it doesn't matter. It's gonna show our general frame. Like, it doesn't matter.
It has to be exactly the same. All right, tight t-shirt. This is my OCD kicking in.
Tight t-shirt. Tight t-shirt. We're gonna do tight t-shirt pictures, front and side. I'll do it. You want to do it without? Your call.
Let's do it with. Let's be nice to
you. I don't know. Like, because right now, like, saying it, I'm like, yeah, I'll take my shirt off. I don't care. I don't care what people think about it. As soon as I'm standing in front of the mirror and I got to take a picture and I'm thinking, like, are people going to be looking at this? I'm going to totally punk out.
Okay, so,
and that's one thing, is I hate that. I hate these before and after pictures.
Okay, how about this? We do a suck in and a regular.
Okay. Suck in, push out, and regular. Do three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Suck in, push out, regular.
Mm-hmm.
Front and back. Front and side.
Front and side.
Okay, with t-shirt on.
Yes.
And then we're going to do a picture of the waist, a picture of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a measurement around the waist,
mm-hmm.
measurement around the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And then just do like a general how, like, right now, I'll tell you, I'm a little sleepy today, Joel. I'm not feeling on top of my game. I don't feel well focused. I don't feel mentally.
Here's the thing for me, because I take those ginseng things almost every day. I try not to take them on the weekends when I don't have to.
Okay.
So, usually without them, I'm good for about 2 or 3 hours until I get to work. And 2 or 3 hours after I'm at work, I'm like, fucking kill me. I don't want to be here. So, using between the Alpha Brain and the Instant Energy, I'm usually good to around 9, 10 o'clock
at night. That's why when we do the shows, I chug some pop. And I don't usually drink pop or soda or whatever you want to call it. I don't usually drink that. I save it for whenever I'm here, so that way it actually does affect me, so that the shows feel that much better. Because all that sugar rush and all that get caffeine and everything that hits me, I try to hold that for when we do the show. You just took a giant handful of thoughts. Okay, so we're doing this juxtaposition of diet. diet versus exercise. You're going to exercise, I'm going to diet, and we're going to see how it affects and how it does. And now I will say I'm not promoting the keto thing right now. I bought some. It's a friend of mine. She seemed to do really well. Like I said, she had the thyroid issue and everything. But everything I've seen online is just it's suspicious to me. It's skeptical to me, and I don't want to promote something that I don't 100% fully believe in. So I'm not going to push it in at all. You know, if it's something that people are interested in, look it up. Learn about it. Decide if it's right for you. It seems to be one of those things that I think are right for a lot of people, but I want to test it, and I want to see how I feel first. All right, so stay tuned after this episode. We're going to say goodbye right now because it is that time, and thank you for tuning in and listening to us. I am Joe. This is Joel. We are Stream of Consciousness. Check us out on streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com. And stay tuned. After the music ends, you are going to hear our official 10-day check-in. We're gonna have a check-in.
Oh, we're doing that one. Okay.
Whatever. I'm doing a 10-day check-in. We're gonna have a check-in. So stay tuned and see where our progress is. And then obviously next episode, hopefully we will also have another check-in or at some point in time. Follow us, and we're gonna give you a little more heads up as to where we set
the check-in. Will be the next episode.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Whatever. No, this episode.
Fine.
End of this episode.
Get diesel.
Love you, everybody. Bye bye now.
And welcome to Stream of Consciousness Podcast.
Oh, we started?
Yeah, that's why I clapped.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
That's right, you can't hear the clap. You can't
work with audio.
You couldn't hear
it. I actually did hear the clap. I just thought you dropped something.
No.
I assumed you screwed something up.
Are we leaving this part in, or are we actually going to clap again?
No, it sounds good. Let's go with it.
Okay.
What, are we professional?
No.
We've already done. This is actually a tag on to the end of the show. We don't usually do this. This is our addendum. This is our amendment to the Constitution of the United States of Joel and Joe, is what this is. So, Joel, we spent the episode talking about, because we pre-recorded an episode about, we were both going to try to lose weight in alternating ways. So you were doing kettlebell lifts. You were doing exercise. You were doing your exercise routine, and I jumped on the keto bandwagon and altered my diet and started taking these keto drinks to boost my energy and metabolism and stuff. So Joel, you want to go first? You want to tell everybody how well or unwell you did?
So if you picture a kamikaze pilot.
I love that you started with "so." Like, you had to take a breath to really just build up. Like this wasn't just what happened. Was you went "so"?
So what happened has?
What it was.
I started off strong. I did my workouts. First 5-6 days, piece of cake. Then I got a phone call.
Oh, cake! Oh, Joel, don't say cake. Don't say cake to a guy doing keto.
I got a phone call from my buddy about the shop. We're getting kicked out of our shop. So we had to move all our crap by the end of the month. So we planned a day to move. So I spent all day Saturday moving crap from the one shop to the next, heavy lifting. I'm like, screw it. I'm not doing kettlebells today because this is bullshit. I've done all this work. I don't need any kettlebells. Next day.
This sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, there's a difference between a reason and an excuse, and this sounds like an excuse.
Well, I'm getting there. So Sunday, okay, spent the next day moving shit and doing stuff for my parents yet again. Did a little kettlebell. Monday, had to move more shit. And by this time, I'm like, fuck this moving shit. This is garbage. But I decided, for some reason, my coworker and I said, hey, let's walk from work to the point. Which is actually 2.5 miles from work and about a 15-minute walk.
It's how far?
2.5 miles.
2.5. It's not a little ways or 5-10 minutes. It's 2.5 miles, which took you, what, 45 minutes to walk?
50.
50 minutes. Okay. All right. So it's close.
So we walked to the point, walked back. He's like, we should do this like 2-3 times a week. I'm like, first off, we both work from home one day a week, different days. So that's 2 days out. Wednesday is food trucks, which I don't miss because, hey, I don't have to cross a bridge to get food. And we call it the Fat Kid Wednesday because it's the day we can actually get decent food and not cross the bridge. So we've been doing that for like 2 years now. This is the third year we've been doing it.
So did you go to the food truck while you were trying to lose weight doing kettlebells?
Yeah.
You did. So you did you change your diet at all?
Actually, for the worse. That's the other part.
All right. So what did you eat?
So
how bad did you eat?
So the one Thursday, I work from home.
Joel, you're like I had a bunch of fruit on top of ice cream.
No,
well, I had a banana.
No, no, no. Far worse than that. I ate an entire package of chicken from Giant Eagle. Like, you know the chicken strips you buy to make chicken dinners?
Yeah.
I ate that and three potatoes.
Wait, like a self-serve size? Or did you get, like, the family pack?
Like a pound and some change of chicken.
Wait, chicken's not bad. You're working out. You're trying to lift. You're doing, like, the kettlebell. So chicken's not the worst thing for you.
It was deep fried. So then that Friday,
I was thinking like the grilled chicken, like the
nope
chicken, like you were okay. So you had deep fried, you had chicken tenders is what you had. You had chicken fingers,
yeah, homemade.
That's different. When you said chicken, I was thinking white people chicken. I was thinking like Caucasian chicken, where it's like grilled with maybe a little bit of canola oil or something.
Nope.
No, you went deep. All right, so you did your fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's assume that you dip these in ranch.
No. I did not dip them. I used my Bucky's chicken and pork rub that I got from Texas.
This went from like a weight loss routine to you advertising for like some unhealthy. What is Bucky's? What? Bucky's just sounds like it's unhealthy. If you named your seasoning Bucky's, you went, you know what? Fuck
Bucky's. Bucky's is a gas station.
Bucky's Fatty McFatterson is the actual brand name of it, is what it's called. It's called Bucky's Fuck It, you're gonna die of a heart attack, is what it is. So if you're looking for our audience, if they're looking for Bucky's online,
you have to Google it. It is a gas station in Texas, and they sell everything.
There's nothing that sounds less healthy than the words a gas station in Texas. That's like, what's going to kill you first, the heart attack or getting shot by a redneck?
So Friday, I get another phone call. Hey, can you move yourself by Sunday night? They want us out by Monday.
Oh, this is for your...
shop.
For the shop.
Oh. So Friday, I spend Friday night moving shit down to the shop again. I got everything out of there minus the wood raw materials because I tore everything apart the other night that we moved stuff. So like, I've been moving shit for like 4 or 5 days plus that. So then Saturday... Went out flying.
Sunday. Probably breaking a sweat from all that Bucky's.
No, I don't sweat from Bucky's.
Bucky's deep fried heart attack.
I am a professional bad eater, Joe. I don't break sweats from bad food.
So then, I break a sweat while I'm eating food at the dinner table. Like, that's how out of shape I am.
So Sunday, I had to go back again and did another 2-3 loads of shit and clean up the shop. And I'm like, you know what? I just don't give a fuck. I screwed up. I don't care. At one point, I was like...
You just threw in the towel.
I threw the towel and said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to gain some weight. I don't care about losing weight.
Okay, so now I got to ask, did you weigh yourself beforehand?
Yes, I did.
Did you weigh yourself after?
Yes, I did.
Did you take pictures?
I took pictures before. I did not take the pictures after. I'm like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't... No,
you're just like, screw it.
When you gain weight, who cares?
You know what? Put the after picture as your before picture. Just reverse them.
I can't do that to our listeners. So that was June 2nd, so I'm pulling up right now.
Right. So did you... All right, did you took... I actually did... I took pictures.
So I was 240.8 pounds.
240.8. Oh, you have down to the decimal.
Uh-huh.
My scale is not as nice as yours, and I'm going to get to that.
Well, that's fine. I was 242.2. On Sunday.
You went from 240 to 242.
Uh-huh.
So you gained 2 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Or a pound and a half or whatever the math is on that one.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to deem yours unsuccessful. So while you're telling, like, for the background picture, if people are watching this on Facebook or something, like, for the background picture during your story, you should just put a big fail logo on it. Like, that's all you should just have. It's just that. Like, that's all I want from you is just a big – I just wanted to say fail so that as people are listening to that story that you just told, the whole way through, they just know how it ends. Like, they just know. You can tell from the first word. Like, as soon as you went, so – that you put on weight.
Will do.
All right, so my story is a little different. I did the keto thing. I did not do exercise at all. I absolutely sat on the couch and did a whole bunch of nothing. So exercise was definitely not part of my routine. So I did the keto diet, and I learned a lot about what I learned a lot of foods that were not on the keto diet that I had no clue about. The first day, and I was a little lenient on some stuff. I'll admit that I didn't stick die hard to the diet. I wasn't bad. I was pretty damn good. For me, I was really good. Because, you know, Joel, you know, I have a sweet tooth like crazy. Cookies and cakes and candy. That's like
you're also the family garbage disposal.
I am. I eat everything and I eat so much of it. And not only do I eat it, I put, if there's anything left over, I put it on bread. Joel, I invented the spaghetza. The spaghetza. It's spaghetti on top of pizza and you eat it like a sandwich. I invented that. I'm pretty sure I invented that. Nobody else would be that insane. Like that's how I eat. That's just the way I eat. I eat everything. I love sandwiches. There's no bread. There's no tortilla. There's no, like, you have to cut out. So the first day I'm like, I'm gonna eat healthy. I think I did chicken, and I got some corn on the cob, and I did I can't remember, like, this is because this is several days ago. It's 10 plus days ago. So what I did was I get all this ready. And then I eat, and then I put, like, I have an app on my phone that I put all of my, you know, I not all the time, but I just for this, I was specifically putting in all of the stuff I ate, and it breaks down how much fat, how many carbs, how much protein, and it gives me this great breakdown. It's called MyFitnessPal. I'm pretty sure it's the name of the app. It's a really cool app, and if anybody's trying to watch what they eat, watch their calories and stuff, great way to do it.
I watch what I eat all the time. Well, how's it put in your mouth?
You watch shoveling Buc-ee's into your mouth is what you watched. Okay, so I did. So I found out after I put it in, Joel, corn on the cob is not keto friendly.
Nope.
Corn is not. It's a vegetable, damn it.
No, it's not. Corn is not a vegetable.
Corn is too damn. No, it's not. It can't be. How is it not a vegetable?
Because I like it, Joe.
That's the deciding factor.
I should you not. I love corn. I love potatoes. Those are both not vegetables.
They're very starchy vegetables, but they're just starches. Vegetables.
They're not vegetables.
So they're not. Corn was.
I will Google it right now.
Well, you can Google it. And regardless, there's a lot of carbohydrates in corn. So I started off my diet right off the bat very poorly.
Oh, wait a second. Wikipedia. No. I don't know who this website is. According to this, corn seed is actually a vegetable, a grain, and a fruit.
So, all at the same time. It's like the platypus. The corn is the platypus of food, is what it is. All right, so I can't. So corn is like trilingual as far as food goes.
That's who potato says.
Potatoes, well, I mean, potatoes, it's a...
Someone must have lied to me then, because I've been told that potatoes and corn are not vegetables, and both of them said yes, potatoes...
And you believe that, Joel? You,
they were obviously smarter...
super gullible.
They were obviously smarter than I am, because they can identify vegetables, Joe. I can't do this.
Well, potatoes technically are like, what do you call that? Like, anything grows on... It's like, tube? It's a root. What is it?
A tube?
No, a rook, maybe. No, there's another word for, like, so they are vegetables, but they're not technically vegetables. I think beets and potatoes and...
Okay, now here's another website. Potatoes are not vegetables. April Fools. The truth about that.
See, so they are technically a vegetable. Vegetables can be starchy. It grows, it's a plant, it's a vegetable. That's the way I see it. All right, so I can't...
Cows grow, they're vegetables.
What is it?
Cows grow, they have to be vegetables.
Cows don't grow out of the ground. People grow, they're not vegetables. Well, I mean, that's not a funny joke. Anyway, all right, so I start off, and I have my corn on the cob, and I find out that corn is not, like, I'm like, how is my starch so high, or how is my carbs so high? Like, this is crazy. Like, I obviously some other stuff throughout the day, but like I couldn't, I had to go through and like look and see where all my my carbs came from, and I'm like, son of a bitch, I can't eat corn on the cob. And I didn't buy like I bought a lot of corn because I figured I'm gonna be eating keto, I better have some extra vegetables in the house, and that's the one I like. So yeah, now I have all this corn that I just couldn't eat. So the kids
take it.
It's on corn for day. Well, it's gone now. The kids ate it. Oh, I'm off the diet now. I made it to my. I celebrated. I'll get to that in a second. All right, so I adjust, and I'm allowed to eat things like bacon. I'm allowed to have burgers. I'm allowed to have turkey. I'm allowed to have any kind of meats that I want, pretty much. I'm allowed to have – there's some vegetables I can have and other ones I can't. I was eating a lot of tuna. I want some sardines. I'm allowed to have a little bit of dairy but not too much of it. So, like, that's pretty much what I'm eating for days. And, Joel, I'm telling you, I'm looking at myself, and I don't look like I'm losing weight. Like, I'm checking myself out, but I didn't want to step on the scale. I weighed myself – beforehand, I took my pictures, although I took my picture, I did it, I said I was going to do them with my shirt on, I did it with my shirt off.
We agreed on shirt on, actually.
What's that?
We agreed on shirt on.
We did, and I was going to take a picture with my shirt on, but I was getting ready to get, like, in the shower.
So I even made sure to wear the same shirt.
Another one. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Actually, I am wearing a different shirt, but it's the same type of shirt, before and after. So I
start did doing... Did any tattoos disappear?
No, I don't do tattoos. I'm not a tattoo.
Not anymore. Now you lost all that weight.
No, it's all legit. Like I did everything. It's all me. It's all real. I did it before. I waited 10 days. I did my after. So if it wasn't me, Joel, I'll get to that in a second. All right. So I
think you're stalling.
I'm trying to get to the story. You keep interrupting me. I do my diet. I eat everything the way I'm supposed to eat it. I cheated a little here and there. Like, instead of, like, when I made eggs almost every morning, when I ate my eggs, I put them in a tortilla wrap a couple times instead of just eating straight eggs. So you're not allowed to have tortilla. That's one of the good. One day I had oatmeal for breakfast. You're not allowed to have oatmeal for breakfast. Yeah, I know. So I cheated a little here and there. And then a couple nights where, like, I was just really having, like, this sweet tooth. I had some dark chocolate. So I ate my dark chocolate, and there's some sugar in that. So, you know, like, I did cheat a lot throughout this. Maybe not a lot, but I cheated. But for the most part, I tried to stick with it as best I could, but it got the better of me. And Joel, I'm telling you, like, I was hungry nonstop. I ate so much food. I ate way more than I normally do, and I'm a big eater. I'm a real big eater, and I was eating all day long. And I'm like, this sucks, because I'm clearly not going to lose any weight. Like, I'm eating so much food that this is just it's definitely not – I'm not losing anything. And I'm not stepping on the scale, so I don't want to check it. I don't want to, because then if I find out that I didn't lose anything, or if I find out I only lost like a quarter of a pound, I'm going to say screw it, and I'm going to quit the diet. And I really wanted to stick with it. So I'm eating right. I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do. I'm sticking with it, but I'm eating so much. I mean, my calories, I usually eat about like 25 to 3,000 calories, 2,500 to 3,000. And I was probably putting 3,000 to 4,000 calories in my body every single day, easily. So I'm pigging out like crazy. I'm eating so much food, I started doing. I was, and I'll tell you what, I felt like I was a little more energetic, but I was taking those these keto packets. And I was taking them late after I'd get up. I'd eat my stuff. I'd take my lunch with me. I usually take like a can of tuna. I'd go to work. I'd come home. And then I'd have my keto packet.
You should have done the Christian Bale diet.
What's the Christian Bale diet?
Can of tuna and an apple a day.
No. Absolutely not. I'm not allowed to have an apple. I wasn't allowed to have apples.
Trust me. He went down 116 pounds. That diet works.
Christian Bale's a lunatic, so I'm definitely not doing that. That's nowhere near enough food. I mean, that a can of tuna was like a quarter of my lunch. Like, I ate a can of tuna along with a cheeseburger without the bun, and I had, like, I pigged out, Joel. I ate so much food. Just because I was, like, my body was craving all that sugar, because I eat so much sugar and so much bad stuff.
I eat a lot of sugar, too. And that's the other problem. Like, I kept eating, I'm like, I need cookies, I need sugar.
So what I was doing was I was coming home, and I was taking my keto packet, this, like, keto booster that I was doing. And I was doing it like around like 6 o'clock or so, and then I noticed I have more energy, and I started getting stuff done around the house. I was doing cleaning and I was doing laundry, and part of me was like, I thought it was just me trying to stay active and stay busy so that I forget about craving, you know, ice cream and bread and all this stuff, but I think these keto packets were, like, really boosting my energy. So after about, like, day four...
Are you sure you didn't buy cocaine?
You know what? I'm almost convinced that it might have been. Because it changed my mood. I felt cleaner. I felt more alert. I felt better as far as, like, I was more focused on everything. I had so much more energy. So I start taking them in the morning. I got up in the morning. I made my eggs. I took my keto packet then. And I noticed, like, throughout the day that I was, like, so much more energetic. I was more productive at work. I was just in a better mood all in all. And I really hooked these like packets because I was calling bullshit on these packets. I told you a friend of mine introduced me to this idea and I was only doing it just to humor her. But once I started doing it.
She was cute, wasn't she?
She's definitely cute, but that's not why I was doing it. I was doing it because she asked me.
You totally want to touch her boobs. This is college all over again.
There's some potential, maybe. No, she's a friend, and she's
you
happily
say
married.
She's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got
she's,
what
she's
I
happily
need.
Married with four kids, so don't start
Never
any
mind.
Trouble.
I'm being an asshole. Joe's time. Not cheating on his wife.
So I started taking these packets. She did. She was doing it, and she went on about how much it was helping her and all this stuff, but I really felt like it was kind of bullshit. Like, I really was not interested in doing this. I only did it just because she kind of pushed a little bit, and it seemed like something I really wanted to try anyways. All right, so I won't go through my diet of every day, but I was pretty good. I stuck to it as best I could. I did slip a little here and there. Like I said, I had I did have a couple tortilla shells with my breakfast. I was eating like 3, 4, 5 eggs plus bacon and sausage almost every morning. So I was making like an omelet kind of thing and putting it on the wrap and then taking that with me as I drove
to
work.
The egg should have been the wrap.
Well, that's no, because then you can't hold it as you drive.
Why can't you?
Because it's an egg. That's why
you put the egg in a paper. Oh, you put it in a paper towel.
I do scrambled it. I like my eggs scrambled. I did do dippy eggs a couple of times.
No,
when
you scramble the eggs, but then you cook it. You make it so it's a sheet,
like an omelet style.
Yeah, like a sheet.
Yeah, that's because I made it with a lot of butter too, and then it's greasy.
To put the butter on the one side.
I wanted my damn tortillas, but it was in a wrap. I wanted to
pretend the egg is a tortilla. You make another egg that's a tortilla, and the other egg is all greasy and buttery and with
stop
sauce.
Fixing my problem.
That's what I do.
Okay, so I was fine with – I was okay with cheating on the diet a little bit. All right, so my old boss was doing the diet along with me. So it was, I think, like probably like 7 days in, and I was ready to give up. I was done because I'm looking at myself. I don't look like I lost any weight. Yes, I have some more energy, but like, is that maybe in my head? And I can't really decide. So I talked to my old boss, and I'm saying, how's things going with you? Because we had talks since we started to die at the same time. And this is, I think, day seven, ish, roughly. And she's like, I'm down 9 pounds. She lost 9 pounds doing this. So I'm like, that's craziness. I can't believe that. Like, that's maybe I am. So now, like, just knowing that somebody else is doing well made me want to stick.
You're so good to just check yourself. That's the funny part.
I didn't want to because I was worried that I would psych myself out because I know how I get. And if I would have checked, if she's down 9 and I was down 8, I would have been pissed. You know what I mean? Like, so I just didn't want to.
But everybody's different.
Right. But I'm. It was a subconscious thing. I just know me, and I know how I am, and I know that if I would have looked at it, I would have punked, or I would have been like, "Cool, I'm down, you know, whatever, 9 pounds." So that I would have just been like, "That's good enough. I'm happy," and I would have quit. But I wanted to stick with it. I wanted to get the last. There was only a couple days left, so I was like, "Let's just do it, right?" So I just tough it out. I get through my whole 10 days. So my 10 days is up. I went through all my packets, and now I kind of miss the packets. I actually want to get some more again. And I'm going to put a link down bottom of the video to show people if anybody else wants to do this one. Joel, I couldn't believe it. I stepped on the scale. I took my picture, and then I stepped on the scale. I went from – we said I was at 215. I was actually at 212, 213. I went down to just under 200 pounds.
Hmm.
I lost about 12 pounds, roughly. I lost 12 pounds. I looked at my picture, and like I had a bunch of pictures over the 10 days. I had a lot of pictures of stupid shit. So then what I did was I took my old picture, and I put it beside my new picture. Because I'm looking at my new picture, and I'm like, I don't look fat, but I don't look skinny either. And I'm looking at them side by side. It's unbelievable. Joel, it's night and day. It's two different people. I couldn't. I'm like, it blew my. If it wasn't me, I would call bullshit. If it was anybody else, if looking, I like looking at this, I would have been like, "There's no way that was only 10 days. There's no way this was not some crazy, insane, starve yourself crash diet." Like, and I wasn't even doing good on this diet. I was cheating on it. I was eating way too much food. I was not doing this diet the right way, and I still lost 12 pounds. It blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. I have pictures of the scale before and after. So what I want to do, I'm going to send you the picture, and I want to put up. I don't want it up the whole time I'm talking. I just want like put it at like maybe like now ish for about 5 seconds. That's all I want. I don't want that picture hanging up because it's me without my shirt on. So there's I'm not wearing a shirt at all. Actually, I did come back and take a picture halfway through with a shirt on. I was like day two or something, and I'm like, that's cheating. I've already been on the diet, so I didn't use that picture. And I didn't take an after picture with a shirt on. I am wearing different pants. The first day I'm wearing shorts. The day 10 I'm wearing pants. They look similar, but they're definitely different. But they're the exact same size.
I hate you.
It's a couple quick changes. That's all you can put whatever picture you want up through the whole thing. The only thing I don't want is. I don't want this whole show just of me standing there with my nips hanging out.
Please, it won't be a quarter of the show with your nips hanging out. What's wrong?
I don't want. You can put it up for as long as you want. I don't care. Just don't put it in the beginning. Okay?
What if I cover the nips? How's that?
No, because even my after picture is not that attractive. Like, my before picture is like, he's a little dumpy, but he's not bad. I'm 39 years old. I'm a good for a 39-year-old. I don't care.
I'll take the
my
before.
After picture looks
I'll take
great.
The before.
And Joel, in 30 days, at the end of my 30 days, I'm going to look even better. I'm not taking a picture of that, so you forget it. That's not happening.
So here's what I'll do. I'll take your pictures. I'll white them out. I'll just have a silhouette, before and after silhouettes.
I don't think you can really tell so much with a silhouette. I didn't lose that much weight. It's not like that big of a deal. It's not like Biggest Loser or anything. Like, I lost 12 pounds, which is a lot, but I was only 212 to begin with, so going down to 200 pounds is not like a huge drastic difference, but it is definitely a difference. And if you look at the pictures, you can tell. I'm fine with the pictures being up. I just don't want them to be our whole show is all I'm asking. Please don't do that to me.
I will not do that to you. I promise
you.
I'll
post a picture. I will.
It's funny because you're talking about it now. The pictures are either up or not up right now. It's kind of Schrodinger's picture right now because
you're in control of it.
But what I'm saying is I haven't ended the thing yet. So as we were saying this, the picture's not there. But when they listen to it, it is going to be there.
Well, as they listen to it,
yeah,
they already know what's going on. We're recording this before I even send you the picture. So
exactly.
I'm, as a person, asking you not to embarrass
me. I'm just saying, you know how weird this is? That we're talking about a picture that's not even up yet, but it will be up?
We'll cross that bridge. That's more, that's fundaments of work. So we'll handle that later.
Yeah.
Fundamentals of work. All right. So regardless, I lost 12 pounds doing the keto diet over 10 days. I really crushed it, and I recommend anybody who wants to do this diet. I don't know where my boss ended up. My old boss. It's not my current boss. My old boss. I know that at day 7
in the gutter, craving chocolate and sugar.
No, you know what? That's the other thing. I don't have that craving anymore. And day 10, I was like, I kept saying, when day 10 hits, I'm going to have a big bowl of pasta, I'm going to order myself a whole pizza with every topping I can think of, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to eat all that, and then I'm going to have ice cream and brownies for dessert. Joel, day 10 came around, I did get ice cream, I had a small bowl of ice cream, and I didn't even really want it. Like, I just was like, no, thank you. Like, I ate it just because I was my reward to myself, but honestly, I only did it because I told myself I was going to. I kind of wish I hadn't now. No, I don't really wish I hadn't. I don't really care. But I lost that craving. Like, that sweet tooth that I've had is gone now. I don't have it because I starved it out of myself. And I didn't starve doing it. I just starved out that hunger for the sugars. I wasn't even putting sugar in my coffee. And you know I'm a coffee drinker. And I'm a sweet coffee drinker. Not anymore. I'm amazed at this. I recommend it to anyone. The diet itself is amazing. I'm definitely going to do these packets again. They were a little pricey, but I'll tell you what, to kickstart this, I think they helped curb that hunger too. But they definitely made a difference for me. I would recommend anybody think about about doing diet, get these packets. I'll put a link down bottom. You can get them. I don't make any money off this. Our audience, if anybody wants to get these, that doesn't do me any good for you to buy it, I will put you a link. You can probably Google and find it 100 million other places, or you can get it off this person. I don't care one way or the other where how you get it. It doesn't. I don't make anything from that. But I'm really blown away with how well it went, and I'm telling you, Joel, if it wasn't me, I wouldn't believe the before and after pictures. I would think that I'm sucking in my gut at the end or pushing it out in the beginning or something, but I'm not. It's just me relaxed. I did take a picture of me kind of sucking up and beefing up a little bit, but that's more for like that's for like my Tinder profile. So I gotta say I win this one, Joel.
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, I think that's our show. So thanks everyone for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening to the show. Make sure you join us here next week on Stream of Consciousness podcast. You can follow us on the website. You can follow us on Facebook. If you listen to us through audio, you can check out the pictures on our Facebook website, or on our Facebook page, or whatever. We can post it on the Facebook page. That's fine.
It's going to be in the video. I'm not posting the pictures because that'll be more.
You post a picture.
I'm not posting the pictures. I refuse.
All right, that's fine. I'll post the picture. And I don't want to post the picture on my personal page. I'd rather do it on the website. That's all right. Well, you can find the picture in the end of the video. Just run to the end of the video. You can see how the difference that it made for me. Joel's going to post his pictures of him eating a bucket of chicken.
I'm not posting anything because I failed.
That's what you should put. That's the picture you should put, is just you eating a bucket of chicken. All right, I think that's it, Joel. Say goodnight, Gracie. Joel?
I'm not Gracie.
It's George Burns.
I know, but that's my joke. When you go say goodnight, I'm like, it's that shit.
Hit the hang-up button, Joel. Play us some outro music or something.
I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.